morning, everyone. Welcome to Family Worship Center. It's so good to see you tonight. We need everyone's help tonight. Amen. Can you amen?
Amen.
Amen. So when Pastor Chris gets up here, but I just wanted to welcome everyone. I'm so glad we're here in the house of the Lord to praise, to worship. Kristen and Leanna Miller will be doing the Kingdom Kids and Zion Lions tonight. They're doing end of month review. And as of right now, I don't even see any children. But if they come in, make sure the teachers grab them. Tomorrow morning, Pastor Chris will be ministering at Central Community Church in Transfer, PA. If you are able to come, we welcome you to come. It's at 10 a.m. If you need directions, just see Pastor Chris tonight, and he'll give you directions. I don't have the address on me, but I could tell you I know how to get there. It's hard for me to explain. I just want to let everyone know, no fellowship tonight. Spots are needed for July and August. If you can help serve or bring in food, please see me. And don't forget, next Saturday, there will be no service here. We will be picnicking with all of you. Amen. If you can make it. It is Saturday, July 2nd, at the home of Derek and Susan Lutz. It's in Elwood City, PA. There are some more flyers as you come in the door over there. It has the address on it. So just, everyone has GPS now. It's easy peasy. But it's an outside picnic. 4 p.m. till whenever. We're going to be eating at 4:30. The church will be providing all the plates, cups, napkins, utensils, drinks, hot dogs, hamburgers. But here's where it comes in. We need all of you to bring a dish, whether hot, cold, dessert, bring something. Amen. To share. We always have more than enough, but just bring something. Amen. And come fellowship. We will be having water baptism. There is a pool there. We ask that, especially the ladies, wear a modest bathing suit. And if not, wear a cover up towel. Bring your towel, sunscreen. Yeah, just come fellowship with us. Amen. And, stand with me. Are you ready to worship tonight, church? Are you ready? I know Pastor Chris has a word. Hallelujah. And, I just wanted to tell everyone, thank you for your giving. Thank you for your time and giving. And you know what? It helps us. Did you see out there? Every time you come in, we have something more completed. So one of the next steps is we'll be getting our carpet pretty soon. So praise the Lord. I'm going to turn it over to Dale. Amen.
Hey, and by the way, as a side note, whoever did the eggplant, that eggplant parmesan last year I still think an angel made it because there was so much left over. Nobody claimed it. Angel, wherever you are, the eggplant was good. Bring it. So folks, a couple things. A lot going on in the world right now. First, in John 14:27, the Lord says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Don't let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid." But this is the season as Christians, there's a lot going on around us. Diseases, there's rumors of problems and problems, but we know that we stand on the rock. We stand on the rock. We stand on Jesus. That name is above all names. That name's above every disease you can think of. That name's above arthritis. That name is above mental illness. That name is above cancer. That name is above everything. So this house, we proclaim the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We proclaim Jesus. We proclaim Jesus. We know who he is. A woman went through a crowd and touched his cloak and was healed. Intentional healing we are calling for in this house. So Heavenly Father, as we come to you tonight, we open up the heavens, Father, with praise and worship. Father, we thank you for our praise team. We just give you glory through their work. Lord, we open it up tonight and just say, you are God. That no matter what's going on in the world around us, no matter what's happening, no matter what report we get, that you are God. That you are the Alpha. You are the Omega. You are the beginning and the end. That your name's above all names. So nothing, absolutely nothing, that comes along is below you, and nothing's impossible. So Father, we just pray throughout this house tonight, a spirit of healing, a spirit of healing, a spirit of joy. For the fruit of the Spirit is joy, and the joy of the Lord is the greatest. So, Father, we thank you. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. And we turn this service over to you to do into our hearts whatever you will do. And once again, we give you name. We give you name, glory, and praise for the name above all names, Jesus. And all the house said, amen. Let us worship the Lord.
Holy Spirit, take my hand now. Lead me out in the living waters. You're the wellspring. You're the stirring. You're the life for your sons and daughters. Eyes are open to the unseen. And my faith is arising within me. Bless the Lord now. Sing it out loud. Come and give the Lord his glory. You're calling me deeper, deeper still. You're calling me deeper, deeper still. So I'm going deeper, deeper still. Into your love, because your love keeps going deeper, deeper still. You're calling me deeper, deeper still. Oh, I'm going deeper, deeper still. Into your love, into your love. Eyes are open to the unseen, and my faith is arising within me. Bless the Lord now, sing it out loud. If your hands give the Lord his
eyes are open.
Eyes are open to the unseen, and my faith is arising within me. Bless the Lord now, sing it out loud. Sing it, feel your glory, his glory. You're calling me deeper, deeper still. You're calling me deeper, deeper still. So I'm going deeper, deeper still. Into your love, because your love keeps going deeper, deeper still. You're calling me deeper, deeper still. So I'm going deeper, deeper still. Into your love, into your love.
Calling deeper,
deeper, deeper still. You're calling me deeper, deeper still. So I'm going deeper, deeper still. Into your love, cause your love keeps going deeper, deeper still. You're calling me deeper, deeper still. So I'm going deeper, deeper still. Into your love, into your love. There is freedom in the water. There is healing in the water. Oh, Jesus, you're the river, and we'll never find the end. There is freedom in the water. There is healing in the water. Oh, Jesus, you're the river, and we never find the end. You're calling me deeper, deeper still. You're calling me deeper, deeper still. So I'm going deeper, deeper still. Into your love, because your love keeps going deeper, deeper still. You're calling me deeper, deeper still. So I'm going deeper, deeper still. Into your love, into your love. You're calling me deeper, deeper still. You're calling me deeper, deeper still. So I'm going deeper, deeper still. Into your love, because your love keeps going deeper, deeper still. You're calling me deeper, deeper still. So I'm going deeper, deeper still. Into your love, into your love.
Oh, that should be a prayer of everybody's heart. We want to go deeper, deeper still. We're talking with some of the people tonight that I come in contact with in the church. Seems like everybody's struggling, just having a tough week. You need to give it to God. I need to give it to God. I've had a tough week. We need to give it to God. And one easy way to do that is worship. You know, saying, God, you know what? I'm going to forget about the past today, last week, and I'm going to worship because you are worthy and you can handle it for me. So I want to welcome everyone tonight and online and here. And like I said, just worship. Go after God. I was buried beneath my shame. Who can carry that kind of weight? Jesus can. It was my tomb till I met you. I was breathing but not alive. All my failures I tried to hide. It was my tomb till I met you. You called my name and I ran out of that grave. Out of the darkness into your glorious day. You call my name and I ran out of that grave. Out of the darkness into your glorious day. Now your mercy has saved my soul. Now your freedom is all that I know. The old made new when I met you. You called my name and I ran out of that grave. Of the darkness into your glorious day. You call my name and I ran out of that grave. Out of the darkness into your glorious day. I needed rescue. My sin was heavy. My chains break at the weight of your glory. I needed shelter. I was an orphan. Now you call me a citizen of heaven. When I was broken, you were my healing. Now your love is the air that I'm breathing. I have a future. My eyes are open. 'Cause when you call my name, I ran out of that grave. Out of the darkness into your glorious day. You called my name and I ran out of that grave. Out of the darkness into your glorious day. We stand and lift up our hands, 'cause the joy of the Lord is our strength. We bow down and worship Him now. How great, how awesome is He. Together we sing. everyone sing. Holy is the Lord God Almighty. The earth is filled with His glory. Holy is the Lord God Almighty. The earth is filled with His glory. The earth is filled with His glory. We stand and lift up our hands, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. We bow down and worship Him now. How great, how awesome is He. Together we sing. Everyone sing. Holy is the Lord God Almighty. The earth is filled with His glory. Holy is the Lord God Almighty. The earth is filled with His glory. Holy is, holy is the Lord God Almighty. And together we sing. Everyone sing. Holy is the Lord God Almighty. The earth is filled with His glory. Holy is the Lord God Almighty. The earth is filled with His glory. Holy is the Lord God Almighty. The earth is filled with His glory. Holy is the Lord God Almighty. The earth is filled with His glory. The earth is filled with His glory. The earth is filled with His glory.
Thank you.
I'm caught up in Your presence. I just want to sit here at Your feet. I'm caught up in this holy moment. I never want to leave. Oh, I'm not here for blessings, Jesus, you don't owe me anything more than anything than you can do. I just want you. I'm sorry when I've just gone through the motions. I'm sorry when I just sang another song. Take me back to where we started. I open up my heart to you. Oh, Jesus. Oh, I'm sorry when I've gone with my agenda. I'm sorry when I forgot that you're enough. Take me back to where we started. I open up my heart to you. I'm caught up in your presence. I just want to sit here at your feet. I'm caught up in this holy moment. I never want to leave. Oh, I'm not here for blessings. Jesus, you don't owe me anything more than anything that you can do. I just want you. I'm sorry when I've just gone through the motions. I'm sorry when I just sang another song. Take me back to where we started. I open up my heart to you. I'm sorry when I've just through with my agenda. I'm sorry when I forgot that you're enough. Take me back to where we started. I open up my heart to you. Caught up in your presence. I just want to sit here at your feet. I'm caught up in this holy moment. I never want to leave. Oh, I'm not here for blessings. Jesus, you don't owe me anything more than anything that you can do. I just want you. I just want you. Nothing else. And nothing else. Nothing else will do. I just want you, and nothing else, and nothing else, nothing else will do. I just want you, and nothing else, and nothing else, nothing else will do. I just want you, and nothing else, and nothing else. Nothing else will do. I'm caught up in your presence. I just want to sit here at your feet. I'm caught up in this holy moment. I never want to leave. Oh, I'm not here for blessings. Jesus, you don't owe me anything more than anything that you can do. I just want you. I just want you.
nothing else, and nothing else, nothing else will do. I just want you, and nothing else, and nothing else, nothing else will do. I just want you, and nothing else, and nothing else, nothing else will do. I just want you, and nothing else, and nothing else, nothing else will do.
I'm just declaring, I just want you, and nothing else, yes Lord, and nothing else, yes, nothing else will do. Oh, I just want you, and nothing else, oh, and nothing else, nothing else will do. Oh, I just want you, and nothing else, yes, oh, and nothing else, nothing else will do. Oh, I just want you, and nothing else, oh, and nothing else, nothing else will do.
Nothing else, nothing else.
I just want you,
and nothing else, Jesus. And nothing else, and
nothing else will do. I just want you, and nothing else, and nothing else.
Come on, hallelujah.
Nothing else will do.
Come on, just close your eyes
right
here.
I just want you.
Come on,
and nothing else.
Just leave it before God right here tonight.
And nothing else,
whatever it might be. Just focus on Him.
Nothing else will do. I just want you, and nothing else, and nothing else, nothing else will do. I just want you, and nothing else, and nothing else, nothing else will do. I just want you.
Come on.
In nothing else,
come on, yeah, yeah.
In nothing else, nothing else will do.
Come on,
I just want you. And nothing else,
oh,
in nothing else, nothing else will do.
Oh,
I just want you.
Come on,
and nothing else.
Declare tonight,
and nothing else.
Oh, Jesus,
nothing else will do. I just want you, and nothing else, oh, and nothing else,
hey, nothing else, oh, nothing else.
I just want you,
God, and nothing else, and nothing else, yeah, yeah,
nothing else will do. I just want you,
and nothing else,
and nothing else. Nothing else will do.
I just want you. I just want you.
I just want you.
Come on, just sing that tonight.
I just want you. I just want you.
Come on. Come on, just you and God right here.
I just want you, Jesus. I just want you.
Thank you, Father God.
I just want you, Jesus. I just want you.
Thank you, Jesus.
I just want you, Jesus. I just want you.
Father God, Lord, hallelujah. God, Lord, so many times there are so many things, God, Lord, in our lives that, God, Lord, that try to get our attention, try to, God, Lord, distract us from what is most important, what's eternal, what lasts forever, what loves us more. God, Lord, you love us more than anything else that, God, Lord, that has ever been and ever will be in our lives. God, Lord, you are creator. Hallelujah. God, Lord, you are the one true God. Hallelujah. There's none like you, Father God. There's nothing greater than you, God. There's nothing worth, hallelujah, more than who you are. To God, Lord, that, God, Lord, the greatest thing that I fear, God, Lord, is any separation from you, Father God. That whatever that might be, God, Lord, that would try to separate
us, God. I'm more afraid of that than death, hallelujah. I'm more afraid of that than anything else, God, oh hallelujah. That I would be separated from you, God, hallelujah. That I would get distracted from my love, hallelujah. Being absurd, God, Lord, distracted from who you are in my life, Father God. So tonight, dear God, Lord, I surrender to you, Father God. Come on. Come on, let's get serious tonight. Hallelujah. Father God, I surrender to you, God, Lord. And I say to God, here I am, God. Lord, I want you to be number one in my life. God, Lord, I want you to be above everything else, God. That there's nothing else greater than you, hallelujah. That you are the most, hallelujah. You are the most high God in my life. That there's nothing else greater than you, God. Lord, so many times forgive us, Father God, because we get to distracted. Forgive us, Father. We come before you humbly tonight, dear God. Say, forgive us, Father God. Dear God, Lord, that we repent, dear God, Lord, that we can know you, hallelujah, know you greater than anything else, that we can become desperate for your voice within our lives. God, Lord, that your voice will be the voice that I hear more than any other voice. I give you the glory and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, give God praise. Come on, give God praise. Come on, is he worthy of praise? Hallelujah! Come on, we're a shouting church. We're a shouting church. Hallelujah! Woo! Hallelujah! 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You know what, saints? Listen. Me believing and declaring, believing that He died for me and rose again. That brings me salvation. But knowing what he did for me empowers me. Come on. It empowers me. See, when I know that what he did by his stripes, I was healed. When I understand that what he did for me, that the crowns of thorns that were placed upon his head, hallelujah, that he overcome oppression, depression upon my life, that there's healing. Come on. Come on. That listen, we're meant to stand in it and believe in it, and I become empowered whenever I take hold of it by faith for myself. Come on. Say my faith. My faith. My faith. Where's your faith at? Come on. Where's my faith at? Where's my faith at? Come on, amen. Where's my faith at? Hallelujah. My faith is in the Lord. Hallelujah. He's my strong tower. He's my mighty. Hallelujah, Lord. He doesn't fail me. Come on. He doesn't leave me. He doesn't forsake me. He's faithful, God. Hallelujah. Even though all through the Word of God, somebody says, where's God at? Why is God forsake us? I'm here to tell you. You just open your Bible and begin to read the story. Hallelujah. About how the man, one chapter after another, they forsook God. They turned from God. They rejected God. But every single time, our God was faithful. Our God reached to them. Our God provided deliverance. Our God began to step in the midst of their poverty. When they rejected him, when they spoke against him, he reached out every time. He reached out. He kept reaching deeper. Every time they ran, he kept reaching in the midst of their poverty, of their brokenness, of their hurts and the pains of rejection, of their sickness. And he stepped in the midst of it. Till ultimately, the moment of time where he went to the cross and he stood on your behalf and took hold of your victory for you. He was forsaken so that you would be able to receive him. I don't know about you, but man, that wrecks me. That wrecks me to know of his love. That it touches deep within my heart to know that I'm not forsaken. I'm not rejected. I'm loved. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, listen, my greatest victory is knowing what he did for me on the cross. It empowers me. It quickens me. It strengthens me. When I understand it, when I know what he did for me, what did he do for me? he asked those ones that were walking on the road to Emmaus, he asked them, he says, what things did he do? It's important for you to know what things he did. Come on, amen, because the victory empowerment is in that. Say it's in that. Come on, I said it's in that. Amen, hallelujah. Say it's in there. Woo! I love Jesus. I said I love Jesus. Come on, amen. This has been in my heart today. I'm preaching this tomorrow, but I gotta share it today. Is that okay? Come on, amen. So listen, I believe that they were in a place of, there was a place of desperation. There was a place of, it felt like everything was against them. Do you ever feel that way? Yeah. Come on, do you feel like there's a lot of things against you? Hallelujah. That there's more against you than there is for you. Come on, amen. If you take and you try to match them up and you say, wow, amen. Come on, that's why we don't do that. Come on, don't match them up. But count your blessings. Say count your blessings. We just got to count our blessings and know what God's done for us. So in the midst of this place, they began to worship. Hallelujah. Listen, I want you to know when all else fails, just worship God. Just tell him he's a good God. And this is what they begin to sing. This is what they say. Your God, he's good. Say he's good. And his mercy... You're an army. You're an army, okay? And you're facing an enemy, and this is what God says to say. You're good, and your mercy endures forever. Come on. You're good, your mercy endures forever. You're good, and your mercy endures forever. You're good, and your mercy endures forever. That's all they said, and while they began to sing it, God created an ambush, hallelujah, against the enemy. That's all you got to do, is just say, God, you're good, and your mercy endures forever. Man, there's something within that. You begin to create an atmosphere. So many times we let things in our lives. How long will I let things come into my life and change the atmosphere and bring fear into my life? How many times will I let the enemy, how long will I let the enemy stay in my life and create an atmosphere of fear? It's my choice. I could choose to say, you're good. And your mercy endures forever. You're good, and I'll be the only one that sings. That's okay. You're good, and your mercy endures forever. You know what you're doing? You're quickening. You're quickening. You're causing your soul to stand up and recognize he's good. Everything might be against you, but you stand on God's word and declare, you're good. And your mercy. Because how do I know that? Because we have record and testimony of God's faithfulness from generation to generation. Come on. From Adam and Eve, hallelujah. From Adam and Eve all the way, hallelujah, to the New Testament of God's mercy and grace. The only thing that brought separation, the only thing that brought is disobedience, running from God, not to God. Come on, amen. I got to get to where I got to get tonight. Listen, I've been preaching this sermon. It's the spirit of faith. Amen. But I don't know where I'm at here. Hang on. I got it. But it's the spirit of faith, but hold fast. Say hold fast. Say hold fast. Listen, Isaiah 54:17 says, the only power the enemy has is the power of accusations. I pray that you catch this tonight. I really do. I pray that you get this. And condemnation. Accusation and condemnation. He comes to condemn and with words attack. I say with words he attacks. Amen. He attempts to destroy your faith. The enemy wants to destroy your faith. Listen to me. He tries to persuade you to back down from your profession of faith, from your confession of faith, and to make you a doubter and not a believer. That's his job. That's what he wants to do. He wants you to doubt God, that he's good and his mercy endures forever. Come on, amen. And it says, and he's the accuser of the brethren. He tries to bring accusation. He tries to bring that. So here it is. So what happens is when anything goes wrong in your life, the accuser will step in and say, see, God's not good. I'll go over here. See, God's not good. Come on, amen? Come on. Come on, you might get a phone call that's a negative, and the first thing that might come in your mind, see, God's not good. Listen, I want you to catch this, because listen, I'm telling you what, we got to stand on our faith, we got to know who we are, in this day like never before, we got to get ready, we got to be in a place where that we're strong in our faith, that we do not get blown over by any wave or anything that comes my way, but I'm able to stand sure, knowing what, that He's good and His mercy endures forever, hallelujah, that it's the fabric of my very being, you cannot separate that from me, hallelujah, that I come into agreement from the core of who I am, that God is good, everything might crumble around me. The world might fall upon me. But I know this. God's good. And His mercy endures forever. That's the truth. Say that's the truth. That's the truth. Whew. Whatever else, you got to shake it off. Say shake it off. Ephesians 6:17 says, above all. This is powerful because he's talking about the armor of God. He says, above all. Every one of those are important. Hear me tonight. Every one of those things, the armor of God is important. But he says above all. Say above all. Above all. Hallelujah. You got to get them all. But above all, you got to do this. He says you got to have the shield of faith. Say shield of faith. To be able to quench the darts of what? Of the accuser, of the wicked one. He wants to, guess what? He wants to cause your confession of faith to be let down. To let your shield down. The only way that you can quench the darts, the accusations of the enemy, the thoughts of the enemy is with your faith. And your faith comes with confession. Tell somebody you gotta say something. Come on, tell someone else you gotta say something. How many times have your words got you in trouble? How many times have your words got you in trouble? Amen? Come on. Listen, this is the powerful thing because our words have got us in trouble so many times, but I'm here to tell you, the same words that got us out of trouble, our same mouth that got us out of trouble, is the same words that, the same mouth that'll get you into salvation. Because we know what God says, that if we believe in our heart and confess, tell someone confession's important. Confession is valuable. It's important. I feel a stirring in my heart for the last 3 weeks for God said that we got to get our attention on what we're confessing. Because if I'm not confessing right, I'm not possessing right. Come on. If I'm not confessing right, I'm not possessing right. Because when things come my way, when the winds come, say they come, they'll blow me over. But if I'm confessing the right thing, I will stand in the right possessing. That just, he's good, ain't he, man? The Holy Spirit, my goodness, you gotta get out of his way. Hebrews 3:16 says this. Let me just go there. Cause I'm getting to where I need to be. I'm almost there. Like two words away from saying this one part. Please, Lord, let me go there. No bunny trails. No bunny trails. I jump off on bunny trails all the time. I know that. Listen. Hebrews 3:6. Check this out. Hebrews 3:6, it says this, it says, but Christ, say, but Christ, as a son over his own house, whose house are we? Come on. We gotta just set that sink in. Sometimes I just take scriptures and think about that all day long. So I don't know if you know this or God, but Lord, the enemy's attacking your house. I'm gonna say it again. Lord, I'm not sure if you know this or not, but the enemy's attacking your house. Come on, have you had some things try to attack you this week? Come on, we need to declare, we need to say, God, I know you know, but God, Lord, this is your house. And the man, he's pressing it. I ain't leaving, and I know you ain't leaving, Lord. So God, Lord, you gotta deal with this. Come on, say you gotta deal with this, God. Say you gotta deal with this. You gotta handle this. Hallelujah. You gotta take hold of this. Listen, I like this. Really good. This is really good. Whose house are we? Whose house are we? Listen, if we hold fast, say hold fast. There it is. He says, we hold fast with confidence and rejoicing in the hope firm unto the end. You got to rejoice what? In hope. Hallelujah. Unto the end. You got to rejoice in hope unto the end. Hallelujah. So until you get to the place, amen, to the end of whatever that might be, you got to rejoice in hope. Amen. That you know that, guess what? This is going to work out for the good. I'm trusting God that no matter what happens, no, it doesn't matter. Say it doesn't matter. Because I know God's good and His mercy endures forever. Hallelujah. I'm confident in Him. I'm going to hold fast. Say hold fast. I'm not going to let go. Come on. When that word means hold fast, it means hold fast. Hold fast. Grab hold of it. Say seize it. Don't let it go. Don't let it go. Come on. The enemy wants you to give up your confession. So hold fast your confession. Don't let it go. Come on. The day will try to disrupt your confession of God. Don't let it go. That's all right. So, but listen to this. He says, as we should, Christ lives in our environment through us. I love this. You got to write this down if you can. Christ lives in our environment through us as we should live in His environment through Him. That's good stuff right there. We got to learn to live through His environment through Him. He's seated with the Father in heavenly places. So we got to bring into our earth as it is in heaven. That's Jesus' prayer. The reality of it is that it is in heaven. I need that reality to be in earth. This earth. Say this earth. Okay. So he says, so we need to do that. He says, and hold fast, to lay hold of, to seize, to lay hold of it, to grab hold of it, not to let it go. And he says, in 4:14, let's jump over here on verse 4:14. And it says, let us, say let us. He said it again. Let us hold fast our profession of what? Of faith. Our profession. We need to hold fast our confession. Say, keep confessing. That means not to let it go. Say, don't let it go. Don't let go of your confession. Now, what's my confession? Romans 10:10. Bring that up for me, brother. That word confession means to agree. He's Lord. For with your heart, there's two things that are going on right here. I believe. That means what I think. And what I confess is what I say. Listen, I want you to hear this. Listen to me. Us as a church, there's no stopping us whenever we take the two and we get those both working together. My thoughts and my saying. What I'm thinking is lined up with what I'm saying. And what I'm saying is lined up with what I'm thinking. When you get to that place in your life, it brings salvation to you. Say it brings. You don't have to work for it. Come on, amen. But you just got to line up with it. What you're thinking, what God, who God is, what God has declared, what God's saying, you begin to say the same thing. Say, I'm going to say the same thing. But we got to be at that place. And so we agree that He's Lord. So this is the key thing that I got to agree, not just once, but I got to keep, say keep. Listen, it's not that I keep agreeing, trying to agree for my salvation. No. I want you to know that I'm not just saved once. I'm here to tell you there's things that come against me every day and I need salvation. Come on, I need God's saving grace within my life. I need to see the salvation of God in the midst. How many of you got this? You know what I'm talking about? In the midst of your family, of those that are lost, that are in darkness, those people that you might know. Come on, they need Jesus. They need the saving grace of God. We need God to infiltrate that darkness, hallelujah, with light. We need to be at a place of confessing of who He is. God's looking for people in the earth to confess who He is in the earth, to bring heaven's reality into the earth. We are the ambassadors of heaven sent by God to stand in this place, not just to waste time, but take hold of what God has said and begin to release it into the earth. All that God is, release it into the earth. Don't hold it back. Amen. So we got to keep confessing it, declaring who He is in our lives. The enemy wants you to stop that. He wants to shut your mouth because he knows the power that you have with your confession. Come on, amen. He's threatened by your confession that we got to declare, because he knows if you rebuke him. I said, if you rebuke him in the name of Jesus and you know your authority, guess what? He's got to go. Tell your neighbor, he got to go. He can't stay. He can't stay. Amen. So we rebuke him in the name of Jesus. Come on, whatever demon, foul spirit, we rebuke it in the name of Jesus. You got to go. Say, you got to go. I taught this on Wednesday night. Unfortunately, we have domesticated demons. We've medicated demons. Nothing wrong with medication sometimes, but I'm here to tell you, or put a title on it. Well, you have this, 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 this. That's domesticating demons. I'm going to tell you how Jesus dealt with it. He rebuked demons. He rebuked sickness. He rebuked infirmity. Come on, amen. He cast it out. He cast it out. He spoke to that thing. But what we do is we tolerate them. We invite them in and make them comfortable in the midst of our houses. Come on, amen. That's not who we are. We are sons and God of God. Hallelujah. We are children of the Most High God. We are called to rebuke those things, to cast them out. Whatever addiction that might be, whatever that poverty might be, whatever that curse might be. Come on, amen. We don't just accept it, but we rebuke it in the name of Jesus Christ. So we confess that he's Lord over that situation. We don't let that thing come up and get comfortable. We say in the name of Jesus, get out of here.
Amen.
Get that sermon on Wednesday night. You'll enjoy that. Right, Randy? God was good, man. It was a good message. So listen. So here we go. Don't let it go. So we know what our confession is. That word means to agree that he's Lord. Confession. To agree that he's Lord. And that is homologa. To say the same thing. When you begin to say the same things that he says, the Bible says that his words will not return to him void, but will accomplish that which he sent it for. You begin to declare God's word over your situation, it shall not return to him void, but it shall accomplish that which he sent it for. That's a good word. So listen, so we need to declare it. We need to hold fast. It produces salvation. We need to hold fast our confession. We know that, listen, if you believe in your heart, confession, I know I repeat this, but I want us to get this. If you believe in your heart, you confess with your mouth, guess what happens? You're saved. So listen, do you see the key here? Salvation, that if you keep speaking, there's something about that with your confession brings supernatural into your life. The enemy wants you to stay silent. He wants you to stay in a place of that you're just quiet. Oh, I'm just know this. No. Listen, we got to get serious with our confession. We got to begin to declare the word of God over our lives, over our family, over our situation, over our cities, over this environment. Amen? Over this environment. We need to declare, hallelujah, an open heaven unto God, that God can pour out his mercy and his grace, because he is good. He wants to do that. So he said this, so we need to hold fast. 4:16, it says, Paul calls this a profession. Do you see the difference here? He says to hold fast your confession, but here he says hold fast your profession. So we got to, basically what I believe this is, he went beyond confessing it to professing it. Now the only difference from that is saying the same thing as confession, but professing is a little step higher. It is not just confessing it once, but it becomes a lifestyle. Say lifestyle. Come on, shake your neighbor, say get ready. Come on, shake your neighbor, say come on, get ready. Listen. Listen, here's the thing that he says, I want you to have to be your profession. Whoo, you gotta be a profession. Do you know what the difference is, what a profession is? If you're a pro at something, there's either a pro or an amateur. I'm gonna tell you right now, I am not a pro golfer. I'm an amateur. You know why? Because I promise you, I would die in poverty because I cannot make a living at being a pro golfer. But But I'm an amateur. I do it on the weekends. I'm here to tell you the difference. God says, he says this, I want you to have a hold fast to your profession. Let it become your lifestyle. Your lifestyle that supports you. See, what happens is we don't let it become a profession. Christians have been amateurs and they do it on weekends. They just confess it when it's convenient. But God says, no, 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 no. I want it to be your profession. I want it to be the thing that you stand on. Come on, amen. That it becomes your style of life, your life. It becomes the culture within you. Come on. In my household, hallelujah, that I want it to be a culture that we profess Jesus Christ as Lord. Come on. With our mouth, we declare that we become habitual in it. Amen. Not complaining in it. Not complaining. Let there be environment. My wife and I try to catch one another. We try to catch one. You ever say, oh, stop, man. You're bringing me down, baby. Same thing with her. Come on, Amy, because I have my moments. Come on, I do. Well, a hot day, you're tired. Oh, so weary. You're blessed and highly favored. Come on, we got to rejoice in this. We got to stand up and rejoice in God. We got to shout to God. Oh, Jesus, come on, let's worship God. Okay, I'll worship God. Hallelujah. All right, now let's dance. Okay, we're just shouting unto God, but really? You want me to dance now? Yeah, we're going to dance to God. The Bible says, sing, O barren. I'm going to get into that because I'm going on a belly trail. Come on. Am I making sense tonight? Am I? So we got to make a living at it. Not just do it on weekends, but I got to hold fast. How many of you guys, did you ever see a bull rider? Did you ever see him in a cage with the red, right before they're ready to go? Did you see them tie their hands up? You know what the man, tie it tight. You know why? Tell your neighbor, because they're about ready to go for a ride. They're about ready to go because that bull wants to throw you off. I'm here to tell you, the enemy does not want you to hold fast. He wants you to hold loosely. Because you're an easy target. He'll just whip you around. Beat up by the waves. But you hold tight. See, when you hold tight, you're able to get a pillow and sleep in the midst of a storm. Come on. If you know how to rebuke, if you know how to rebuke your storm, if you know how to rebuke the wind, you'll know how to sleep in the midst of it. Come on. I want to be able to sleep in the midst of my storm. Jesus was teaching them a lesson. They thought it was the opposite. I'm going to tell you, God shows up and listen, he always shows up opposite in the environments. In the midst of darkness, he become the pillar of fire. And the sun was burning upon them. He become the cloud that surrounded them. God always shows up in environments opposite the way they are. Say thank you, Jesus. Come on, God wants to show up in the midst of your chaos, hallelujah, as calm storm, as calm, as peace, as joy, and as hope. In the midst of your unhappiness, God wants to show up, hallelujah, and show up in the midst of your chaos. Jesus, God spoke in the very beginning that God spoke, hallelujah, in the midst of void and darkness. He spoke and created this. That's who God is. God loves to step in the midst of your void and emptiness and speak his word. You got to agree with him. Say you got to agree with it. Come on, slap your neighbor. Be nice about it though. Kristen, I've seen you. Stop it. So listen, so we need to hold fast. We need to hold fit. Listen, this is powerful. Faith, your faith will be challenged. There's no such thing as unchallenged faith. No such thing. So don't think it's strange when you're challenged. When you're stretched. A balloon cannot be a balloon until it's stretched. It can never live to the potential. There's a lot of Christians out there that are never stretched and never come to the full potential of who they are. I'm here to tell you, listen, you're able to be stretched because you got a mighty God. He's bigger than the stretching. And nothing shall separate you. Neither height, nor depth, nor principalities, nor power, nor things seen, nor unseen. Doesn't matter. Say it doesn't matter. Shall separate me from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Say nothing. Nothing. But you got to hold fast. You got to hold fast because that will be challenged. It'll be like a bull trying to knock you off of it. Determined to blow you off of it that you cannot find peace. But hold fast. Because eventually that bull's going to, you're going to out-tire the devil. Come on, you're going to wear out the devil because he's saying, you know what? I ain't tired of trying. I'll show you all kinds of scriptures about that. Trust me. All right. So listen. So there's no such thing as that. No faith without confession. There's no faith without confession. No such thing. These are spiritual rules. I'm going to give them to you real quick. All right. You all right? I got four things to say. It's that big. Right there. Time is it? We're going to take anybody, all those that are watching online, just get ready to get your bread and your juice out. We're going to take communion tonight. You ready? So listen, so there's a man named, his name was, these are spiritual rules of faith. Spiritual rules of faith. There's a man called E.W. Kenyon. If you ever have time to read him, look him up. What a man of faith. But he said this, faith builds the road over which carries the cargo. Faith brings the supply, the provision from God. It's your faith that brings it access into your life. See, the Bible says that you need to have faith as a, how big's a mustard seed? It ain't meant to stay there. Come on, because sometimes we say, well, I got the faith of a mustard seed. We got to get beyond that. Because that seed's got to go into the ground and die. And out of that seed becomes a mighty, mighty, mighty tree. Hallelujah. Say a mighty tree. I want you to see there that it's not meant to stay little. See, I want you to know that when you first receive Christ, you got a pathway for God to come through. Tiny little path. You by yourself. It's nice. It's pretty. It's so nice. Walk down it. But I'm going to tell you something. It ain't meant to stay that way. When I built my house, the first thing I did was build a road. Because I could never, ever get the things to supply to build my house unless I had a road that could supply, that could access, come forth. If I had a little tiny little trail, they'd have drove up and said, I can't come down that. So God wants us to begin to stand in faith that all of a sudden I want a 4-lane highway. So that God can bring it. Say bring it. Come on. That I begin to stand in faith that I'm stretched and that gets bigger. Come on, amen. That my road begins to get bigger. Say bigger. Come on. That it becomes, that guess what? That this, my provision comes from the Lord. He wants access. So guess what? Sometimes we say, well, I only have this much. Oh, there's not much. I don't have much joy in my life. Build a bigger road. Give God more access. Give God more time. Get on your knees. Worship God. Bless the Lord. Build a bigger road. Hallelujah. Say, here I am, Father God. Come on Wednesday nights. Come on Friday, whatever. Worship God. Say, God, I want to give you access, God. I want you to plow a road through my life. God, I have faith in you. I believe in you, God. I want a 4-lane highway, God. I want the provision of life. I want miracles, God. I want signs and wonders, God. I want them in my life, God. I want to see the miraculous. I don't want to just talk about it. You okay? So that's the first one. Number two, confession rules us. Your confession rules us. Whatever you confess rules you. What you're confessing is your possessing. confess weakness, confess failure, confess poverty, confess sickness. Listen, when I confess those and keep confessing it over and over in my life, I magnify the adversary above God. Listen, I want an atmosphere in this house that we don't come in a place of correct, but no, we change the atmosphere. Come on, we do not let the enemy, you know what David did? The giant, Goliath stepped in his environment with fear. He intimidated everybody there. All the children of Israel, they sat there and were intimidated by him. David said, he stepped into that environment and says, not here. He says, I am not going to tolerate this giant creating an atmosphere of fear, not on my watch. Come on, we need some giant killers. Come on, we need some people that create a highway for God to move down, amen, that he has access to change the environment, the atmosphere of the condition of my life. Come on, so we got to get desperate. We got to get desperate. You're tired of being pushed around, the enemy pressing against you. We got to stand and confess and declare who he is in our lives. We got to give God access to breakthrough in our lives. To say, God, here I am, God, here I am, God. Can't tolerate the enemy pushing us around, but we got to have this. But I'm magnifying the adversary over the Father. That's what they were doing. You ready? Verse number 3. Your faith will never rise above your confession. Your faith will never rise above your confession. Does that make sense? If you want to fight oppression, you do it with your confession. If you want to fight oppression, you do it with your confession. Say, hold fast. Hold fast. What time is it? Give me a time. I got to get them done. 4. This is 4. Ready? God, what? Okay, God can be no bigger to me. Go ahead and play me something. Hear this, listen. These are spiritual, they're of faith. Rules of faith. God can be, rules of confession of our faith. God can be no bigger to me than what I confess him to be. God cannot be any bigger than I confess him to be. He'll just be that mustard seed. Or he can be that mighty tree in my life that everybody finds shade at, that you find shelter at, that you find refuge at. See, God wants you to be that. Just as he is, so are you in the world. As he is, so are you. He's a refuge. He wants you to be a refuge. He wants you to be a shelter. A place for people to run to, not run from. To know that they can find help and love and purpose in your life. That you're a shelter, embracing them. Causing them to build faith within their life. That's what God's looking for. Kippy, confession opens the door to the supernatural. The spirit of faith will take the victim out of your voice. The spirit of faith will take the victim out of your voice and put a victory in your voice. I'm going to say it again. The spirit of faith will take the victim out of your voice and put the victory in your voice. Say victory. We got to speak the word of God over our lives as a routine. I say this with... You got to speak the word of God as a routine in your life. One of the most important things you do. Speak God's word over your life. Speak his word. Abide in it. Hold fast to it. Stand upon it. Just begin to take hold of God's word, of what he says about you. What does God say about me? Find it. Find out whatever those things are. Begin to look. If you don't know any, I'll give you them. That God wants you to have peace. He wants you to have hope. He created you in His image and likeness. We begin to declare, God, Lord, I am healed. By Your stripes, I'm healed. Father God, You give me peace. You give me joy. For the joy of the Lord is my strength, God. You begin to speak these things in your life. I'm here to tell you, listen to me. Sometimes we're waiting for somebody else. We're waiting for God to... Listen, you have to do it. You got to declare it. God will never be any bigger in your life than what you confess Him to be. The more you confess Him, the bigger He will be in your life. He's going to get bigger. Bigger and bigger. I'm here to tell you, listen, from the day that I received Christ in my life, this addicted person set me free. He's bigger today than He was yesterday. He's bigger to me than He was then. He's bigger to me than then. He's greater. He's mightier. I see Him better, more than I've ever did before today than I did then. Would you stand to your feet? Get ready to get your communion. Kelly, come help me. Let me speak this. We need to speak God's word over our lives as a routine. Listen, can you declare this with me tonight as we get ready to take communion? You ready? We declare. Say it with me. We declare the manifest presence of God, the manifest power of God, the manifested goodness of God. We declare visitations, manifestations, demonstrations. We receive signs and wonders, miracles in our lives and in our church. In Jesus' name. I receive it by faith. God, I pray to God, Lord, that we open our hearts up tonight, this night, to God, Lord, that we let You be as big, hallelujah, as big as You are. That we stop seeing You as a small God, a weary God that's threatened by the fear and the things that are in this world. You're not threatened. You don't leave Your throne. God, let us see You high and lifted up, seated upon the throne. You're not shaken. You're not moved. But You sit in authority. Your word says that You laugh. And the enemy is in derision, confusion. And how this happens is because of what Jesus Christ did for you and me. This empowers us. You have mine? Can I take it too? Thanks, babe. Listen. Because of His body. Listen, the Son of God become the Son of Man. So that the sons of men can become the sons of God. Because of His sacrifice of His body, now you could partake of His. This right here. We do this with confession and declaration. We do this by faith. There's nothing in this, but we do this just for us to understand by faith of what He did for me at the cross. This is His body. Do this in remembrance of me. Power of the blood. The power of the blood. Wonder working power of the blood. This causes me to be empowered. His blood. This is my lifeline. This is what we declare over our situations as we plead the blood of Jesus Christ. Because of the blood that was shed on your behalf, I have access to go boldly into the throne room of God. This is His blood, His life. Receive this in His name. This gives me healing. My faith in believing this is my healing. Because of that blood, I'm healed. Tell your neighbor I'm healed. Tell someone else and mean it. I'm healed. Come on. Hold fast to your confession. Hold fast to your confession. Don't let it go. Because it's a bull ride. An enemy wants to throw you off of it. Tell your neighbor, I ain't letting go. Tell someone else, I ain't letting go. You are blessed. In Jesus' name. God's knocking. Open up and let Him in. Amen. God bless you.